Google actually might prove useful in a cancer study, and it's actually the algorithms that Google uses that could help to identify some crucial components of treating cancer.
That's exactly right, Mark. This goes to what we were talking about earlier in the week about how completely but seemingly unrelated types of research can lead to very interesting interactions that help move forward the ability for diagnosing and treating cancer. In this case, this was published in the Public Library of Science Computational Biology Journal and was done at Dresden University of Technology in Germany. What they did is they modified Google's PageRank algorithm, the way it searches for interactions for a topic that you're interested in. And instead of using websites, they used 20,000 different what we call biomarkers. These are the proteins produced by various cancers that sometimes have a relationship with how aggressive the cancer is and also identifying the cancer. These biomarkers act almost like fingerprints, and the more of them that you have to establish a pattern for that particular cancer, the more likely you are to diagnose it and then perhaps even develop a treatment based on that aggressivity of the cancer. So they did this for a pancreatic cancer, and what the algorithm showed is it gave them 7 biomarkers that they would not have been able to do by hand to identify a particular type of pancreatic cancer and its aggressivity. So it actually worked in terms of being able to identify the cancer, and it works almost like Facebook where you have the more interactions you have, the more connectivity you have with different studies and different, in this case, the biomarkers, the more it was able to pick that out of the 20,000 and say, that one is the one that everybody knows for that particular cancer. But a lot of times when you look at the data just as a blank sheet, it's hard to pick out of that 20,000 which one is responsible. So this algorithm worked, and they're hoping that to apply this even more to get to even make it work better, to be able to do this for more cancers. So I just thought it was very neat,
yeah,
just in looking at the data and by using an algorithm that we use every day to be able to identify a particular cancer.
And another sign that Google is taking over the world.
That's right.
Thanks,
Barry. Another gives another reason for saying Dr. Google.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Barry.
You're welcome.